Hello and welcome to this podcast. My name is Whitney Brayer and I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a trainer, I'm executive coach, and it's my calling, my passion in life. It's my purpose to use my positive energy, my mindset, to create a ripple effect on those around me and help them create the changes they want to see in their own lives. And it's my job to help you grow your life. Podcast number 3 is focusing on leaving your comfort zone. Because recently at a keynote speech about facing fears, a woman in the audience raised her hand and asked an interesting question. And she said, "You know, Whitney, I often hear the phrase, get outside your comfort zone. But what is the next zone exactly? I mean, maybe I would be more willing to leave it if I knew what zone I was entering." That's a brilliant question, I thought. What is the next zone? It's your growth zone. So I drew a small circle in the middle of a flip chart and asked, "Who has ever counted the rings in a tree trunk?" 200 hands. Everybody in the audience raised their hands. Now imagine, like, the rings in a tree trunk, this plots your growth and development over life. I mean, trees face all kinds of wind and weather conditions, adversity, and yet they continue to grow. If a tree can do it, so can you. So the circle in the middle is your current comfort zone. And when you step out of it into the next ring, this is your growth zone. Like this tree, this means accepting the fact that growth, and more often than not, comes with adverse weather conditions. Things like not being perfect, not getting it right the first time, or maybe the second, or even the third. Setbacks and downright failures where you just fall on your face and have to get up. We can overcome these conditions and face our fears. When you stay in the growth zone for a while and try things out, it eventually becomes your new comfort zone. And guess what the next step is? You got it. Your next growth zone. But I often hear, but I'm scared. Leaving my comfort zone is, well, uncomfortable. I feel fear or anxiety, nervousness, queasiness. There are a lot of words for it. Sometimes people argue with me in trainings and coachings that fear is evolutionary. They can't help it. We're genetically pre-programmed to feel fear, and it's not our fault. It is this fear that stopped us from being trampled on by dinosaurs or eaten alive by a savage tiger. And yes, this instinct protects us today and is critical for our survival. Fear of crossing that train track when the safety bars are down and the warning lights are flashing. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, you need to stay put and not cross that track or you will get trampled, this time by a train and not a dinosaur. Fear, when used properly, can save your life. But as far as your comfort and your growth zones are concerned, I'm talking about another type of fear. It's the fear of not being good enough, the fear of not being loved, the fear of not being accepted, a fear of embarrassment, a fear of criticism, a fear of rejection, a fear of being laughed at. When we leave our comfort zone and step into the growth zone. Fear is one of the best excuses why people don't venture out of their comfort zone. Fear is the enemy. It's the reason why we stay where we stay. Fear holds us back from reaching our full potential. But fear is not the enemy. What's the enemy? It's you waiting for fear to go away. That's it. Fear is a natural part of the growth journey and it will continue to stay with you. So it's better to embrace it now and start reframing your fear if you want to move on and grow. These fears often paralyze us and stop us from taking action. And what's the antidote to fear? Action. I repeat, the antidote to fear is action. And then people often use the excuse, But I just can't... dot, dot, dot. I just can't stand in front of an audience and deliver a presentation. I can't start my own business. I can't lead people. I can't cook. I can't lose weight. I can't learn a foreign language. I can't write a book. I can't record a podcast. You know, and that was that fear that got in my way for the last couple of years until finally someone kind of shook me awake and he said, Whitney, give me a break. You have got a bachelor's, 4 master's degree, and pages of qualifications. Don't you know enough? But I don't think I can record one. Go for it. Step out of your comfort zone and get into your growth zone and just do it. So I did. Is it perfect? Probably not. Can you hear the neighbor's lawnmower running outside because I'm not in a fancy recording studio? Maybe. But is it good enough? Yes. And with each podcast, I learn, I get new ideas, and get more comfortable talking to this audience out there because it's my passion to help you. So if these can'ts are getting in your way and prohibiting you from reaching your full potential, then you might need to rethink your own belief system. So just go back to podcast number 2 and be prepared to take some serious notes if this is the case. Your fear pops up on the roadmap of your internal navigation system like little red flags at a particular destination. These red flags say to you, don't go down that road. It's too bumpy. It's too curvy, too mountainous, too wet, too unknown. Don't take that exit in your internal navigation system. It's too uncertain. So what if you challenge your brain to reread that map, reinterpret those red flags? Because you see, those aren't actually red flags. Look again. Those are black and white checkered flags at the end of a race. That's the finish line. Or maybe just a stop before you head off to the next black and white checkered racing flag. So it's time to put on your helmet, strap yourself in, and get ready for the ride ahead. Remember, you are at the wheel of your life. You are the driver of your bus. You determine who gets on your bus and who you need to politely ask to get off your bus. And sometimes, occasionally, you may have to throw people out of your bus. You need passengers on your bus and people in your lives who fully support and believe in you. Give your bus a destination. Look at that black and white checkered flag waving at you and set off to that destination because you've got what it takes to reach your destination. Don't let fear get in the way. Another way to address fear is to reframe it and give it a new name. For me, before I go on stage to give a speech, I feel my stomach flip. It does a roller coaster loop. And I've learned to give that loop, that feeling, a new name. I now call it anticipation. Because fear paralyzes me. But anticipation excites me and keeps me in high alert. It keeps me very conscious of what I'm saying and how I'm behaving. At a speaker slam at the end of August in Dusseldorf, I competed against 69 other speakers. I was pretty cool and relaxed out there in the audience until there were about 6 people ahead of me. I was number 32 of 70. And I knew at the 6th speaker or so that I would be on stage in about 30 minutes. When the event organizers hooked me up and plugged in my mic, I could feel my heart racing, and I was glad I had on a dark t-shirt and a blazer. Hopefully no one would see me sweat. At this moment, I chose to think, oh, hello, anticipation. Nice to see you again. And just thinking that brought a smile to my face, which helped me relax and take that decisive step onto stage. At the end of the night, I won that slam in 1 of 4 categories and knew that I had not only stepped onto stage in front of a large audience, jury members, and several cameras, I'd also stepped into a new growth zone. And I'm sure that all other 69 speakers that night in Dusseldorf did exactly the same thing. Step into the new growth zone. Will my heart race next year again in Stuttgart when I compete in an even bigger speaker slam? Ha, you bet. And welcome new growth zone. So what about you? Where have you stepped into that new growth zone recently, and were you glad you did? Did you feel a sense of pride and maybe relief? I'm betting you did. So what's holding you back from stepping into the next growth zone? Another technique to help you embrace fear is to visualize yourself in a positive state, such as confident and happy, relaxed, at ease, curious. In the new growth zone, picture yourself in a positive state in that new zone. Don't picture yourself not afraid. Your brain can't wrap its head around knots. You think not afraid, not scared, not anxious, and your brain hears afraid, scared, anxious. Not a good picture for your internal navigation system. Calm down, breathe mindfully, and visualize yourself in a positive state in your new growth zone. Another tip in dealing with fear is to tackle it immediately. Don't linger and dwell on it. Just do it. Do it directly. Grab the bull by the horns and go for it. You know, back in 2014, I was booked in Basel, Switzerland for a keynote speech for a Women's Leadership Week at a customer of mine. And I was booked to do a speech in front of 38 women who had various leadership roles at that particular organization. And when I arrived that morning, I rolled in with my little suitcase and got ready to hook up. I scanned the audience, was a bit surprised. I looked over at Sabina and I said, Sabina, why are there over 400 chairs here? Aren't there 38 women invited? And she cocked her head and looked at me and said, but didn't you get the message? I said, what message? Yeah, well, we advertised the Women's Leadership Week and we advertised your speech and we got some complaints from the men who felt discriminated against, that they were left out and not invited. So we decided to open up your speech today to everyone. Everyone? Well, everyone who works at the site. And how many people accepted? 395. And when will they be here? In about 15 minutes. And that's this moment where you have to decide. Do you go home like a coward with your tail between your legs? I mean, technically, I would have been off the hook because they didn't inform me. Or do I let my nervousness overcome me and I stumble through the speech? Or do I just see it as a chance to take the bull by the horns and reach out to almost 400 people on that morning in Basel, Switzerland, and make an impact on their life? Which I did. I didn't hesitate. Let's go for it, I said. Hook me up. 38 or 380, what's the difference? And that was this moment where it just goes click inside. And I was so grateful I didn't hesitate. What about you? Moments in your life where you said, throw caution to the wind. Let's just do it. Don't even think twice about it. Step into that growth zone. And how did you feel when it was all over? Just do it. One of the worst things that could happen is to let yourself be paralyzed by fear and regret it later. Remember, here are a couple things to keep in mind as we close this podcast. Number one, the zone outside your comfort zone is your growth zone. You cannot straddle both. No woman is a little bit pregnant. Either she is or she isn't. Are you in your growth zone or are you hiding in your comfort zone? Number two, if I can't ... is getting in your way, then loop back to podcast number two and work on rewriting your belief systems. That is your belief, and just as you chose to accept it as the absolute truth, you can also choose to adopt another one that's more positive and helpful. Number three, if you see fear as red flags on your internal GPS system, Look at them again closely. Those flags are really black and white checkered winner's flags from a racing strip, frantically trying to get your attention and steer you in their direction. Go for it. Number 4, you can reframe your fear and give it a new name, like curiosity, anticipation, excitement. Number 5, visualize yourself in a positive state. Confident, relaxed, curious, positive, whatever helps. Just don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. And last but not least, number 7, don't dwell on fear. Don't linger. Don't hang out in the fear room of your life. Don't let it paralyze you. Take action if it's really important to you. And remember, fear, F-E-A-R, really stands for face everything and rise. F-E-A-R. Face everything and rise into your next growth zone. And to close on a quote from Hillary Clinton, just leaving politics aside for now, listening to these words, life is too short, time is too precious, and the stakes are too high to dwell on what might have been. Just go for it. And thank you again so much for taking your time to listen today. If you'd like further support or more information about trainings and coachings and keynote speeches that I do, please contact me at www.whitneybrayer.com. There's a contact site there and other podcasts, other information about me, and we'd love to help you any way we can. And have a great day.